mass shooting that multiple...
Blog Talk Radio.
NFL player Philip Adams allegedly killed five people, including a prominent doctor yesterday, before killing himself early this morning. Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, and their grandchildren, ages 9 and 5, were found dead at the Leslie home in Rock Hill. The cause of George Floyd's death is taking center stage today in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Pulmonologist Dr. Martin Tobin took the stand this morning as a prosecution witness.
Mr. Floyd died from a low level of oxygen, and this caused damage to his brain.
Chauvin faces manslaughter and murder charges in the case. First-time unemployment claims rose last week to 744,000. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate says the increase of 16,000 over the previous week's adjusted report is tied directly to the fact that businesses are still suffering because of ongoing economic issues related to the pandemic.
So it's not totally surprising to see this sort of one step back, one step sideways, and occasionally one step forward with the economy. But this isn't the direction we want to see these new claims going. And I do think, in the longer term, we will see further improvement.
Hamrick says the solution to the economy's problem equates with the solution to the pandemic. Senator Tom Tillis is recovering from prostate cancer surgery. The North Carolina Republican released a statement thanking doctors and nurses for their outstanding care. He said he looks forward to returning to the Senate soon. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
What? Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see some rain showers this morning, but don't worry, it'll burn off by this afternoon to mostly sunny skies and high temperatures around 53, 54 degrees. Tonight, decreasing clouds, low temperatures back down to about 38. For Friday, partly sunny skies to start the day out, but clouds and a chance of light rain showers will move back in Friday afternoon. High temperatures around 50, 51. Mostly rain through Friday night, lows down to about 39. For the weekend, clouds and a chance of rain for Saturday, highs around 49, with sunny skies returning for Sunday, highs around 53.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We have a great show planned for you today. My very special guest is going to be joining us as we take a journey into the world of ancient memories. And what does it mean to have the awakening of these memories? And so that's with Dina. Miriam is joining me here today. But before we jump into that, I want to say hi to Mr. Benny. Hi, Benny.
Hi,
how are you?
Doing awesome as usual. And yourself?
I'm pretty good.
All right.
I am really ready to go here because there's some things that happens in our lives where we just can't explain it. There are things that attach us to past memories that just show up. You know, for example, this morning, I was talking to Linda and I had a memory of something that happened in my childhood. And I was wondering, now, what caused me to bring up a memory that I did not share with anyone? You know, what was it in that moment that hit me? What was it? Was it maybe that I was listening to, you know, the Joe Biden talk about gun law legislation? Or actually, I didn't see the whole presentation he did, but I saw enough of it to bring me to a situation in my life that I pretty much buried in my first year of high school. And how did that perhaps touch upon a part of my existence that goes beyond this skin, beyond this world, beyond what we consciously wake up and say, I think I'll watch Netflix today? Something that is so deeply embedded in a narrative that may explain to us many, many things. But how many of us have heard some of the expressions around karma? Even if we don't understand what karma is, we have a sense of it. But today, joining me here, and especially to talk about cause and effect, one of my favorite topics. I love talking about it so much that I studied cause and effect for about 8 years, and I didn't come out any smarter. All of that work, and I still... But what happens in life when we do get it? Today, I am so thrilled to have all of you join me, join Dina, and think about when the bright moon rises, the awakening of ancient memories. This is Dina's story of a rich, extensive past life. Yes. And if you're wondering, such as Dina, does she just have those past lives? Do I have past lives? Do we all have the ability to check this out, that maybe it would explain some of the step work we do in this life? I don't have any answers to my own questions, but that's why I've got her here. Dina, it's great to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you for having me. And we share a very intensive interest in the workings of cause and effect. That's been my lifelong area of interest and study. Because if you understand how the past affects our present, then you can see how better to create the future, because we are now creating our future.
And it is such a fascinating, let me just call it an idea for a moment. And the reason I like to call cause and effect an idea is because I'm a kid from New York, and here's what I want to ask you. This morning, a memory came to the forefront. And something on the television or something I was watching triggered it, an event from my childhood, which I never shared. I never talked about it. And I think because it was such a horrific event and it had such consequences, but it didn't feel at the time as a child that it was a new event. It felt like something that was familiar. And yet here we are now, and we walk the path, and sometimes we wonder, how did I get here, and how will I get to where I want to go? And I want to ask you this question, because this is a beautiful book, and there's so many things I want to talk with you about, especially the curse. But for you, was, if you could pinpoint it, what was that one moment? Should we call it an aha moment? Should we call it a tipping point? Should we call it maybe something that was extracted by ancient aliens to really bring a level of awakening? But what was that moment in your life, whenever that was, where you knew you had to take this path?
When I knew I had to, well, I was about 20 when I was in college, and somebody in college, a friend in college, first handed me a book called Be Here Now, which was written by Ram Dass.
He had just
And I read the book. I think I was a freshman in college. And I immediately went to see him. He was speaking in Boston, Cambridge, where I was in college. And then a few weeks later, somebody handed me Autobiography of a Yogi. And as soon as I saw Yogananda's picture on the front cover, I recognized him. That's my guru. And so I began to meditate, and I began the study of spiritual laws. And I had always intuitively felt that we're eternal beings. It didn't make sense to me that we come out of nothing and disappear. I mean, that just didn't make sense, especially if you know the law of physics. Energy transforms but doesn't disappear. So, but I had only flickers of where I might have been. And then it wasn't until I'd been meditating for about 20 years when I began to have a shocking revelation of very concrete memories of my past birth and then the birth before that, going back in time. And it was overwhelming, actually. It's not a light matter, because it's not just saying, oh, I lived in India and I was this and that. You actually re-experience some of the emotional challenges and traumas. And so it was quite confusing for me at first. And it took me many years to work my way through it. And that's how I got on this path. And then I wanted to know more and more. I want to know my whole history. I want to know everything. I want to know where I came from. What have I experienced? And then what am I meant to do now? Where am I going? What lies ahead? And so my energy recently shifted from the past to the future, because we are laying the blueprint for our future. We can do that either unconsciously or consciously. That's our choice. Either we do it unconsciously or we do it in a more directed way.
You know, and what I love about this is, you know, people that may take a look at the book and may think, this is fascinating, I want to take this journey, what is Dina referencing? How is she doing that? And when you realize that this is you, this is your journey, that you have connected dots, this is my language now, connected dots, because that's the way I think about things, right? You know, I'm very down to earth, really street smart at some levels. And so for me, you know, I love being able to speak with you. And at the same time, as I go through the book, I see, oh, that, oh, now that, oh, now that. And what I want to ask you about is there's such richness in reaching back to understand where we are today, you know, to reach back to those previous lives. It is so enriching. And yet at sometimes, how do we make sense of it? Because I'm really struck by how you weave this together, especially talking about other cultures, right?
I guess. I mean, I it's interesting because how this came about, this particular book,
yeah,
is that I have two lives. I'm a writer, and I'm also an activist, and I have,
yep,
a nonprofit where I do a lot of environmental work, mostly around climate change. So I've been in this climate change space for 12, 13 years.
Yep.
I wonder why. Why am I so interested in this? Why is this a central theme in my life? And I'm also a student of history, and I know that about 11,000 BCE, there was a huge phenomenon where the glaciers began to melt. The glaciers up until then covered half of America, North America, most of Europe. And then there was a meteor, something like that, and the glaciers began to melt. So this is not the first time we're experiencing the melting of the ice.
Right.
That was it. But it also, according to the Eastern view of history, that was a Satyuga. It meant a time when there was greater harmony on the planet. So I thought, in a time of great disruption, what does that mean that it was in a higher age? Why did that happen in a higher age? And so I really began a meditation on this time period. And then I was in India, and I began to have this, began to see like a movie of this story that I tell, which was about the 9th century. So it's the ice melted over a period of time, but you know, the oceans rose 400 feet. Land masses were covered. The migrations, I mean, the human population was small, but that's when the forests came out. Before that, so much of the water was locked in ice. There was not a lot of precipitation, not a lot of forests. And so I was combining this scientific event with what I know from the yogic tradition, which is that the rishis at that time were bringing down the wisdom of the Vedas, and they were helping societies come into settlements because a new chapter was opening for human society. There could be more settled societies along rivers because the rivers fed life.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to see both things. I wanted to see what it looked like on a material plane and spiritually what was going on, that we consider it to be a high age. What was going on spiritually? And so those are the things that kind of that were leading me into this process of having these memories awakened. I mean, I call them memories. Somebody else might say I'm channeling, you know.
Yes. Yep.
I've thought about that, and I said to myself, you know, it doesn't really matter. I'm seeing what I see.
That is exactly the let's just call it the ending that I came to. If you want to talk cause and effect, right, you know, whatever it is, you do see what you see. And you experience that seeing the way you're experiencing, whatever you want to call it, right? And, you know, I was so fascinated by this, and it leaves so many questions but then answers so many questions. I was struck by, first of all, how far back. I was struck by that. And I was struck by the question of soul remembering. You know, how is it? Or does it? Does the soul remember? You know, how connected are we to lives here, lives there, lives way back? And it always leaves the question of what are we bringing forward in this life that we certainly should have paid attention to in a past life. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, Dean and Miriam joining me here today, when the bright moon rises, the awakening of ancient memories. And there's so much here. But when we come back, I want to talk with you, Dina, about this journey, this leg by leg by leg, and how it brings us to a level of wisdom, and then how may that awakening alter the way we move forward in life. A lot of questions, a lot in the book. Why was I drawn to the curse? Who knows? We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. How do you feel?
Just okay.
Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holmes. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHolmes.com. That's GraceGHolmes.com.
You're not
Welcome back, everyone. Dina Merriam joining me here today. When the bright moon rises, The Awakening of Ancient Memories is this fantastic book. And you do get to take a journey. And I was speaking with Dina during the break and fascinated as I was reading the book and reading, you know, Dina, your journey in the book. I was fascinated by pointing to moments in my own life and pointing to more questions than answers. And I shared a little bit about watching this documentary or, you know, historian version of Nero in Rome. And I started to ask myself questions. And I wanted to talk with you and about this book and share this with the audience, because the book really brings us to this place as we follow your journey on how one is shaped in the world we live in today and how those past memories, in fact, either guide us, direct us, or even help shape us today and for the future. And can you talk about your awakening to your own karma and what you may have discovered about the cause and effect of your own life?
You know, in all the lives that I've recollected, I see a part of myself that's remained. So, I see that I've grown and that I'm no longer that person, that personality, but I also see the things that have remained. Sometimes there are interests, like in the second part of the When the Bright Moon Rises, I describe the life of a woman poet, an unknown poet, but she was married to a very famous poet. And I've always had an interest in poetry. I used to write as a child, but then I stopped when I got onto the spiritual path. As I'm writing this book, I get up in the middle of the night and suddenly I'm writing poetry again. I was shocked. I hadn't written poetry in, 40 years. But that part of me had never died. It just got put aside because I had to attend to other things. The most prominent force that's been with me is this quest for spiritual knowledge. But there are other things about my personality that have come into play. Another very prominent theme. I've seen themes that have stayed with me through a number of lifetimes that I'm trying to resolve in this lifetime. So there's this theme of not having confidence in myself as a woman, which has been a prominent theme in my life, more in the recent lives that I've had than going far back in time. And so I was forced to overcome that in this life and ended up founding the Global Peace Initiative of Women, which was a global platform for women. When I founded that, I had no idea that I was completing work that was, you know, hundreds of years been in process of getting to this point. So each life, you take a little, you make a little progress, hopefully you're making progress, until it finally you have enough awareness that you can bring it to fulfillment. So when we think of karma, we think of people that we've known. I've had karma with this person. It's either challenging karma or it's easy karma. You can guarantee if you have a very beautiful, loving relationship with someone, it's not the first time you've been together, because yep. That takes time to develop. Yep. It may be the third time you're together. Right. You have a very challenging relationship. Clearly that challenge has come from the past. You have the choice. You can resolve it now or you can resolve it in the future. It's as simple as that. The way I see the law of cause and effect is the universe seeking equilibrium, a state of equilibrium, to balance itself. So everything needs to be rebalanced. The timing is flexible. The how is flexible. But a rebalancing needs to take place. And just like there are laws in physics of, you know, any energy put out comes back, this is the same, this is a parallel law. Any thought and action and speech, that's all energy that's put out. And so it's, you know, you reap what you sow. I mean, it's in all the traditions. It's not unique to the Eastern world. It's in all the traditions. Understanding it is very complex because there are so many factors involved. So what struck me is how things initiated thousands of years ago may emerge in this lifetime. It's not necessarily so sequential. What you did in your last life is affecting now. It could be things that started long ago, a relationship that was problematic long ago. Now is the perfect time because the conditions are right. So it's causes and conditions. The causes, the effects of a cause will wipe in when the conditions are best so that you can have a learning. I always say there's no judge, there's no punishment. It's all about learning and awakening. Karma is there for our own growth. Because, you know, if you're doing something harmful, and if you don't learn, and you do it again, and you don't learn, well, at some point you're going to wake up and say, I'm eating too much makes me feel bad. I'm not going to do it anymore. So it's about learning. And, you know, it's been, for me, it's been a mind-blowing experience, actually, to see the way karma works itself through. So, you know, the way a love initiated. I mean, I say that this book, the book When the Bright Moon Rises, is really a love story.
Yes.
It's about a love that was initiated that couldn't be fulfilled, that found its fulfillment so many thousands of years later through the help of many divine personalities. And I think one of the things that always overwhelms me is how much help we all receive.
Yeah.
There are many guides and protectors, and it's all for our own benefit and growth. There's nothing to harm us. It's not to punish us. It's to help us grow in understanding. So if we take our lessons as a growth opportunity, then we can progress. If we take it as a victim, we're the victim. No matter what it is, you know, woe is me, why did this happen to me? Then you don't learn what you need to learn. And so these things will be repeated in different fashions until you realize what the lesson is, what that particular lesson is that you need to learn.
And, you know, I want to talk with you about this when we come back because, you know, I heard so often, and I'm sure you have too, when people look at their lives today, and, you know, and other people's, right, look at their lives today. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the folks from my high school reunion who contacted me a couple of years ago, first of all asked me, are you really still alive? And the question had to do with what she remembered of me during those years. Like, you would be the least likely person to make it in life past 21. That's basically what she was saying. And the second part was, is this you doing what I see on the internet? You know, how did that happen to you? How did you come to be this positive and this vehicle for other voices? And I have to tell you, I want to talk about this when we come back. I didn't have a great answer for her. I didn't have an answer, but as I was reading your book, and I looked at the connection between, you know, the powers of mantra and how attracted I am to ancient Sanskrit, and just over and over just saying some mantra that I honestly don't pronounce correctly. Sarah Main, who is our resident Sanskrit expert, helps me with that. But it doesn't matter. But the thing I want to just check in with you on, which I think is so powerful and unexpected in our lives sometimes, is our spiritual growth. This is a love story, but it's a love story with powerful, in my opinion, powerful spiritual lessons that get accumulated and brought forth. And sometimes people are the least likely folks to be doing stuff in the world today. But I'm like you. I was handed Ram Dass's book, Be Here Now. I actually got to interview him. It was one of the best interviews I've ever done. But I was handed his book, too. And it took me about 5 reads to really get it, and then 10 years later to actually try it on. When we come back, I want to talk with you, Dina, about the importance of recognizing these moments of spiritual, what I call spiritual ecstasy, those moments that seem fleeting, but you have an epiphany. Something touches you, your heart, your mind, your soul, that gives you a new perspective. I want to talk about these moments of growth that we bring forward. But what happens if we don't look back? and we question our lives. And we have more unanswered questions than answers. When we come back, how do we connect the energies of our past with what we are meant to do today and in the future? We're going to take a short break now, because if you look at the work, if you look at the work that Dina is doing, if you see what she is creating, you understand sometimes that we create these things in our lives because we are so connected to up that sometimes we can't see from our past. When we come back, we're going to be talking about our spiritual growth, and we're going to be talking about practices and beliefs that are so important to our evolution. We'll be right back.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformation, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join us, Dr. Papasili, in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Dina Merriam joining me here today, When the Bright Moon Rises, The Awakening of Ancient Memories. But beyond this book, it is true. Dina is an activist, like big time. And we're going to talk about right now in a minute how you go from really experiencing your past lives and spiritual growth. How is that? Or is that a cause to an effect in this world where you create an amazing organization? Dina, how do people find out more about you, but also how do they get a copy of your book?
Well, the book is on Amazon. And so if you type in Books by Dina Merriam, This latest one, When the Bright Moon Rises, will come up. So it's just to go on Amazon, books by Dina Merriam. I have a website, which is my organization's website, the Global Peace Initiative of Women. And so the website is gpiw.org. And we have a Facebook page. The Global Peace Initiative of Women has a Facebook page. I have a public page where I sometimes do book readings or post things. I'm going to be doing a book reading from another book, from my previous book called The Untold Story of Sita, next week. Mm. And so my favorite thing is doing book readings. I love, because to me, when I'm writing, I'm getting the teachings. It's like I'm downloading all these teachings, and then I read them after, and it's like, wow, I need to think about that. you mentioned earlier about mantra.
Yes, I did. Yep.
And, you know, in this earlier stage of human society, there was no writing. Writing was not needed because the memory was so much more refined than it is today, that these, you know, thousands and thousands of Vedic poems were all memorized. And speech was taken very seriously, speech and mantra. And it was known that, it says even in the Abrahamic tradition, the Bible, in the beginning was the word. What is the word? Vibration. Yeah. Out of the unmanifest came vibration, movement. And from that, everything else came. All traditions kind of come back to that. Vibration, as we see it as the word, is very powerful. You can create things. You can destroy things. And so mantras can both create and destroy. So depending on the intention of the mind. So, and they had something in those days called the sankalpa, which is a vow. When you take a vow with a certain intention, it has to come to pass. It's a very focused mental intention that you make. We know this in all spiritual traditions talk about affirmations. You know, if you want to gain self-confidence, there's affirmations you can do to help you gain confidence. If you think of yourself as having a weak body, there are affirmations you can do. If you trouble financially, there are affirmations you can do. So the power of speech, of it's really mental intention behind the speech, is well known, I think, to all spiritual traditions. We've sort of lost that, and I think it's coming back a little bit. But it was interesting. It affected me in writing this because I'm much more conscious of my speech now.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about this for a minute because it really is, and some people really are looking at cause and effect right now, but I've really heard a number of different people, and I've read a number of different articles right now about how people are talking about the acceleration of what they call spirituality.
Mm.
You know, the acceleration, the expansive nature of it, not just in the United States, but all over. And there are some people that are pointing to COVID-19 as really the driver of that.
I'm glad you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so that's why I love cause and effect, right? Because you take a look at something and you say to yourself, what part of me is being awakened now from whatever this experience is I'm having now, which, by the way, may have happened to me in a past life. You know, a COVID-19 in a past life. And I wanted to talk with you specifically about the spiritual growth that comes from connecting the dots of past lives. Because sometimes you can explain why you are now doing a mantra, why you are stuck on something, why I turn on my internet and I go to a particular mantra and I just over and over and over and over again, and I may not even know the words. So can you talk about the connection between spiritual growth and, in fact, your journey back and forward?
You know, for many people, it takes quite a while to find what you came to do in this life, what your real work is. Some people are lucky they hit on it when they're 25, but I think for most of us, it's a matter of working through interests we may have had in the past. So you may work through numerous things or building the skills you need to do the work that you really came to do. For me, I see that the work that I really came to do is writing these books, which I only started doing about 5 years ago. I've been having past life memories for 20, 30 years. But to me, it was just all personal. I never thought of sharing it. You know, I was just seeing it. I was like, oh, wow, I really need to think about that. I need to meditate on that and try to understand what the lesson is there for me. But I think there is an many people say this, there's an acceleration going on because we're at an evolutionary moment. If we don't evolve, if we don't change the way we live as a human society and interact with everything else, we're going to experience a lot of suffering. I think a lot of help is coming in to help us evolve to a point where we understand really how the systems work. You know, if we destroy part of an ecosystem, then the whole chain is being affected, including us. You can't just think, well, I'm just going to destroy that. You know, it doesn't matter. It's not going to affect me. Everything affects everything else. And we may say that interdependence, but do we really understand it? If we really understand it, and then again, when does this spiritual understanding affect the policy level? Up to the people who are only thinking in terms of short-term results and short-term profits, the next election cycle. They're not thinking 10 years, 20 years, what's the next generation? They don't even have the capacity to think, what are we living for the next generation? It's by the election cycle. I got to get elected again. So, you know, we have to change this. We have to start expanding our vision. And there are certain qualities that we have to cultivate as human beings now. And so I think there's an acceleration. There's many more people having past lives recalled, whether it's as specific as me or not, whether it's your Nehru seeing the downfall of Rome. There's a lesson there. You're seeing the destruction of a civilization, 1,500 years ago. And why are we seeing these things? Because we're in a transitionary moment. We can go through this transition in a more painful or less painful way. And our work is to try to make it as least painful as possible. And there's so many aspects of it, it could be overwhelming, which is why we have to kind of look locally, take one step at a time, what can we do today? And a lot of it has to do with our mental attitudes, you know, because the mind is very powerful. We don't realize how powerful our mind is.
And I want to ask you about this because these are awakenings. That's like a big awakening when you get to the place. Just what you just said right there, it is what we call an aha moment. And, you know, it's interesting to me in the book, China and India. And I'm fascinated by this for the latter part of my life because I play a sport called table tennis. And when I go, and if you look at my team, shall I say, the people that I play with, my mixed doubles partner, my doubles partner, when you look at them, it's fascinating because my doubles partner is from India, and it's interesting how absolutely intrigued that I am about mantras. I mean, I can repeat mantras, the Gayatri Mantra, or the Gayatri Mantra, or people say it differently. And I get fixated on that, and there I am, and I'm getting help pronouncing it right, but who cares? And it's not, and I'll do it on a show, and people look at me like, dang, girl, you're like Patty from the Bronx. What is that? What is that language you're teaching? And you know, your book helps. And I really don't have a lot of answers. But I'm not alone in this. There are a lot of people that are saying that mantra that are not from another country or another place. And I wanted to ask you, how is it that these spiritual, how should I say them, nuances are now showing up over and over and over again, more places, in places that people wouldn't connect? Because I'm not alone about doing things like that.
I know people doing the guide. I mean, Guide to Mantra is foundational for me. I know people all over the world who are doing the Guide to Mantra, who are non-Indians, you know. And my grandson does the Guide to Mantra. And actually, in writing this book, when I went back into Vedic times, I came to understand the Guide to Mantra in a different way, because to the rishis, in their relationship with the sun was symbolic of the illumined mind, the enlightened mind. So in worshiping the sun, they're calling upon the enlightened mind to shed wisdom. May the wisdom of the enlightened mind enter me. May I reach that level of attainment, of spiritual attainment. It's a profound mantra, ancient. It's the oldest mantra that we know. And to think that these ancient people were praying for illumination. Wow. That means they're, you know, the sun being the symbol, because it sheds light, it sheds physical light, but they were praying for the spiritual light. And so many of the hymns and poems of the Vedas are about spiritual light. They're obsessed with light, with illuminating the mind with the light of wisdom. So, the mantras are very, very, very powerful. It's affecting the internal change. And then the outer change only comes about when we have the internal change. You know, I work with a lot of young activists. And I bring together young activists with spiritual mentors, because when you live when you've lived many, many years, you realize that the change has to come from inside.
Yeah.
Young people go around fixing everything, you know. They're just to fix this and fix that. But if the change doesn't come from inside, nothing really gets fixed. You know? Yeah. And I think...
I think it gets patched. My mom used to talk about a patchwork of curing, right?
Yeah.
She used to talk about you either get at the core of the source of it, or you just put a little Band-Aid on it. I mean, that was the way she explained it to her kids. I mean, honestly, we had to go like 40 years before we even got what she was talking about. But we think we're handling it, right?
It's Band-Aids. We're putting Band-Aids on. I mean, this whole COVID experience, instead of just dealing with the symptoms, we have to deal with the causes, which is when we destroy biodiversity on our planet, we destroy ourselves.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it. Yeah. Just like cultural diversity, there's a whole big thing now about diversity. Biodiversity is the essence of the web of life. And we don't even understand. Scientists don't understand how one thing affects the others, you know. Insects are dying. Well, what is that going to do to the birds and the reptiles? And if they go, then what? So this whole connection between this incredibly magnificent and complex, diverse system of life that's evolved over so long, we have the power to destroy it. And if we don't awaken the wisdom within us to care for it and help mend it, it's not going to be good. So this is why I think that all these spiritual practices, are necessary to help us strengthen the spiritual energy field of the planet.
Yeah. Okay. And do you find that, this is just a general question, my sense is that the public, let me call it the public, people, humanity, have become more open to the conversation of reincarnation, more open. And by the way, the reason I say that is I always use our pop culture, believe it or not. I mean, I use our pop culture as a lens. And so I've always been fascinated, even as a really young child, watching these movies that some people would call science fiction, or they would, you know, they put them in that arena. You know, now we put them, a movie like Avatar, we put it in a certain arena, right?
Mm.
But for me, every time I watch these, I'm thinking, wow, that's not just a movie. That is a projection. That exactly. is knowledge.
Exactly.
That is a wisdom.
Exactly.
There's something happening trying to get us some kind of message, and we're getting it through this public arena of airwaves and waveframes, and, you know, this is a wavelength. I mean, this is a wavelength. And somehow it's coming in, and these people in Hollywood or wherever they are creating yeah. these things. What do you think?
We're being prepared as a in the human community to begin to meet with other species. That's clear. And these movies that come in are preparing us for that. There's so much information that's not been released that the government knows about visitations and meetings. It's a whole subject in itself. But I do believe that we're being prepared to acknowledge that, you know, we're not the be-all and end-all.
Mm-hmm.
There's other life forms out there. And I want to talk for a minute about China.
Please talk about China, because I mentioned my table tennis partner from India, but I also have to mention my partner from China.
This was a revelation to me that my life in China, because, you know, I've written about other lives in India. I've known about my connection with India. I'm more Indian than most Indians. But I had no memory of China. And I had a bit of an edge around China because of Tibet, you know, because of Tibet and because of the conflict with India. And then when I was in Thailand, actually, when I started having all these memories of China, and I realized, oh, my God, I have a very deep connection. In the book, I recount three lives in China as a Taoist, as a very involved Taoist. I had no knowledge of Taoism before. I respected it, as I respect all spiritual traditions, but I found myself becoming a Taoist again and immersed and falling in love with China, falling in love with ancient China. As a matter of fact, I began to plan a trip there. I wanted to go to the sacred Taoist mountains. They have very sacred mountains in China. It got interrupted by COVID. I have to put off that trip, but I will go to those sacred mountains because there's a spiritual awakening. In all my work with young ecologists, the most spiritual are the few that we are working with in China. One of them has translated all my books. He's translating this one now into Chinese. And the depth of their practice, of these Buddhist practitioners in China, young people, and I know that a lot of techie people, you know, business people in their 30s are leaving that world and going into monasteries, Buddhist monasteries, to learn meditation. So when we think of China, we shouldn't just think of the political system, you know. And so I've dived now into a whole study of the different emperors, Chinese history, to understand better the political system of China, because they have their own trajectory. They don't come out of democracy like we do. They come out of a long history of emperors, and the ancient emperors were enlightened, you know, just like the Rishis. You know, the ancient emperors were wise men. It wasn't a hereditary thing. When the term ended for that emperor, they would get together the wise men and choose the next one. And so there's a lot. We have to be humbled here in the West. You know, all of us have grown up here. We've grown up with the idea that we're the most advanced and we have the best, blah, blah, blah. And truly to appreciate and to understand how we need to move forward as a world community, because China and India are becoming very important in the world. China, India's not far behind.
Well, the latest financial information came out about growth. India leading the field. I can't remember the exact percentage, but, you know, increase in economic growth. I think India was 12 point something, and then China next, and then we were third. And, you know, yet at the same time, we're really looking at the appreciation of both of those cultures. You know, we see it in the way we're looking at the restaurants that show up and the food and the practices. I mean, there's no mistake how we're fascinated in the Hollywood, Bollywood. And yet, here we are today, and some things connect us so deeply to our past. And I think that's what your book is really, you know, calling forward. It's really an invitation for us to explore this. Because there are some things you can't explain to your friends, like why all of a sudden I'm in my 30s and I'm starting to learn how to cook Chinese food. what, I'm Italian,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
What the heck, you know, you got the, you get walks, you're getting lessons. Why? Out of anything, and it took me a long time later to figure these things out. But isn't the message in closing here the power of connecting the dots, but also seeing the potential for spiritual growth?
I think the message is the potential for spiritual growth, and we mustn't forget the power of love.
Oh my gosh, yes.
The power of love that continues, that is not subjected to the death of the body.
Mm-hmm.
People we love, we meet again. Those who we can't see, whether it's a love relationship or with us, the power of love is the strongest force in the universe. And connecting with that, I think that's the most important thing that we can do is fill ourselves, because our problems will be solved. The more we connect with that power of love, the more we'll be able to know what to do, to know what to do when.
Mm-hmm. Dina, again, thank you for today. How do we find out more about you, and how do we get a copy of the book? And thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you.
What's your website?
The website is gpiw.org. You can find me on Facebook, Dina Miriam Public Page, and you can go onto Amazon and find books by Dina Miriam.
And we are going to end the show today. Thank you, Benny, for doing this with the Gayatri Mantra. Thank you so much, everyone. We'll see you in a minute.
Those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Ramah Sound. Starting things off over an I-5 northbound near the off-ramp to South 317th Street. Looks like around mile post 144. A recent collision partially blocking the ramp. Good thing incident response team, State Patrol, have been dispatched and are arriving quickly at the scene to take care of that collision. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Live the Good Life radio show with Sabrina Wright.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. President Biden is putting a series of executive actions aimed at curbing gun violence into effect.
Taking steps to confront not just the gun crisis, but what is actually a public health crisis. Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment.
Today's moves follow last month's deadly mass shootings in Georgia and Colorado. Biden called gun violence a public health crisis and an epidemic that is an international embarrassment. He also announced that veteran agent David Chapman, a gun control advocate, is his choice to lead the ATF. Meanwhile, there is more gun violence to report from Rock Hill, South Carolina. Correspondent James Flippin says it happened overnight.
Former NFL cornerback Phillip Adams is dead, but not before he allegedly fatally shot prominent physician Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, and their grandchildren, ages 9 and 5, before then taking his own life. He's from Rock Hill originally and went to South Carolina State University. Not clear if he knew the family.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is paying a visit to the southern border today with stops in El Paso and McAllen, Texas. That as customs and border officials report more than 170,000 illegal immigrants tried to enter the U.S. last month. That's an increase of more than 70% from February, and unaccompanied migrant children from Central America are a key factor. A pulmonologist is testifying for the prosecution today in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Dr. Martin Tobin explained what caused George Floyd's death.
The cause of the low level of oxygen was shallow breathing, small breaths.
Floyd's neck was held under Officer Chauvin's knee during an arrest last May for more than 9 minutes. Luke Armstrong, the son of cyclist Lance Armstrong, is facing charges of sexual assault against a minor. It's linked to an incident at a party in 2018. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
How do you define strength? Is it physical? Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association and the Washington State Secondary Athletic Administrators Association.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see some rain showers this morning, but don't worry, it'll burn off by this afternoon to mostly sunny skies and high temperatures around 53, 54 degrees. Tonight, decreasing clouds, low temperatures back down to about 38. For Friday, partly sunny skies to start the day out, but clouds and a chance of light rain showers will move back in Friday afternoon. High temperatures around 50, 51. Mostly rain through Friday night, lows down to about 39. For the weekend, clouds and a chance of rain for Saturday, highs around 49, with sunny skies returning for Sunday, highs around 53.
It's time that you are heard, and I don't mean in just a conversation. I mean really heard. Imagine hosting your very own radio program on Alternative Talk 1150. Talk about being heard. Call 425-653-1150 right now to learn how affordable it can be to host your own radio show. Time slots are going fast, so take hold of this chance by dialing 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist, here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in. This is Live the Good Life Show. And you're probably wondering, if you're new, who I am, and I'm Sabrina Wright. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. As the intro said, I'm a holistic health and wellness advocate. I consult with clients. I also encourage them and help them walk through some of life's challenges. When people first come to see me, they're on the table, and I'm their therapist. And we find that we have projects to work on and body work to change. And in doing so, we find that there's a connection to your emotions with all the pain that your body is holding. So in all of these aspects of what I do, they've been richly developed as I've worked 17 years in practice with integrative physicians, surgeons, naturopaths, acupuncturists, chiropractors, and counselors. And with over 22 years of education and experience working with thousands of clients, my focus and approach always has been whole person care, your body, your mind, and your spirit. And as I've worked with my clients, there's a common thread. And my clients are looking for improvement in their health, and ultimately they want improved, good physical health and vitality. So when we get together, we work to customize a plan and an approach that addresses your pain and your lifestyle. It's a collaboration, and we work on improving your story of one of pain to a story of health and vitality. And you might be wondering, how can you work with me? So I'm going to tell you right up front, go to my website and schedule a complimentary discovery call. The web address is theright, WRIGHTbalance.com. Starting in April 19th, at 6 p.m., I'm starting a group or a circle, and we're meeting once a week for 90 minutes. And in this group, we're going to address difficult problems facing our society today. And these problems include, but are not limited to, emotional problems like fear and anger, guilt, poor self-esteem, as well as addressing addictions like drugs, alcohol, food, and sex. We take a practical, biblical-based approach using the Bible with a unique way to break the subconscious, self-destructive patterns that rob us of healthy self-control in our daily life. And if you've never considered this approach, I want to invite you to join me and let's discover the peace, the joy, and the confidence that's realized with the right relationship with the one who truly loves you. During this group, we'll set goals, and there's a daily investment that you make. And this investment will bear fruit in the proper season, and there's no fail. So it's an opportunity for honest, authentic expression. There's no judgment, no condemnation, and no criticism. As you may have guessed, as you may continue to have questions, I would just ask you that you please reach out and schedule your complimentary discovery call. And you can find that on my website, theright, WRIGHTbalance.com. Now today we're going to talk about, today I want to share with you a story, okay? I'm going to share you a story about a woman that I've worked with. And this woman grew up in a home as a child where the motto was that children are to be seen and not heard. There was very little emotional expression allowed, and any emotional expression had to be positive. Unfortunately, she had learned that she had to bury her pain, her anger, and she was unable to ask for what she needed. And there was no one there to validate or even help her process her emotions in a healthy way. Anger was met with anger. Fear was unacknowledged. And there was plenty of shame to go all around. Her parents weren't able to show her how to deal with difficult emotions because they struggled themselves. And as the emotions showed up, the young woman felt overwhelmed and inadequate, ashamed at how she had developed a failure to communicate clearly. This led to her working really hard to try and hide her pain, not only from others, but also from herself. And in doing so, she built walls, she put up masks, and she shouldered on for better or for worse. Her pain was buried so deep that she didn't even realize that it was there until she got married. her marriage was difficult. They married young, and they had different goals and directions that led them to growing apart. Their divorce, unfortunately, was painful and manipulative. The truth was they hid their emotions not only from themselves, but from each other. They pretended and avoided and even denied uncomfortable emotions in an effort of self-preservation as a defense mechanism. This is just one of the clients that I work with. And what I find so remarkable about her story is that there's a happy ending. And she shares that as she began writing and journaling, she found that it was therapeutic. And she learned to allow her pain to surface. She learned to sense that in her body, little by little, as the anxiety of reconnecting with her physical sensations and her physical self was really powerful, really powerful. Slowly, she learned to listen and validate her emotions and pain. She learned to love and accept herself. So let me ask you, have you doubted your self-worth? Have you had thoughts of worthlessness, doubts in your capabilities? Or have you been stuck in critical, judgmental mindsets? How about comparing yourself to others? Well, it looks like there are answers, and it is possible to begin the process of getting those emotions and that energy out of your body. And when, I don't know. And I'm sorry here. And what I'd like to do at this time is leave you with this thought. As we consider each and every human being on the face of this planet, we find that every single person, no matter what they have or have not done, is created in the image of God. And we are each and every one of us fearfully and wonderfully made, and no one person is better than another. Each one of us comes to relationship and interaction with others with different experiences, different frames of reference, and different life lessons. So as we navigate life and challenges, we need a process to manage our emotions. And we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to get those unresolved emotions that are trapped within our body out so we can live a transformed life of freedom.
I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesofSpirit.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, Grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Everyone, and welcome back to Live the Good Life Show. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and today we're talking about emotions and trapped emotions. How do we get rid of them when they're trapped inside of our body? Now, before the break, I shared a story with you about one of my clients. And we took her story of one of pain and made it one of health and vitality, and helped her heal through that process. Now, as we navigate life and challenges, we need a process to manage our emotions. And unresolved emotions get trapped in our bodies where they build and fester. And typically what happens is our energies get drained. Have you ever experienced a burnout? Also, you'll find that emotions get imbalanced and eventually trapped emotions inside the body lead to disease, discomfort, and dysfunction. So when we chronically suppress our emotions, we create a toxicity in our body, in our mind, and especially in our heart. And the unprocessed emotional energy is stored in our organs, our muscles, and our tissues. And all of that combined leads to inflammation and chronic health problems, and it undermines our overall well-being. So as we work together, we begin with a three-step process of getting unstuck from the emotional energy that's trapped within our bodies. So the opposite of repression, repressed emotions that we're dealing with, is expression and expressing your emotions. And in order to process our emotional distress and move it out of our body so that it doesn't get stuck, we need to learn to express our emotions in a really healthy way. In a healthy way.
Have you experienced pain more?
What's that, Benny?
Sorry about that. Error here. So just continue. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So first we need to need to learn to recognize and accept our feelings as they come and go. So the first process, for the first piece is self-awareness. And the challenge is to recognize the emotion and feel it within your body. So this is where a mindfulness practice comes in. And the goal is to notice what's happening within our body, accept it, actually feel it, lean in and feel it, without any judgment at all. So no criticism, no judgment, nothing. Just identify and connect. So we have to feel it to heal it. And we have to fully experience the emotion in order to process and integrate it into our experience. But we must feel it in our body, and that's the most critical point. You have to open yourself up, face the fear, and just feel. Practicing mindfulness to get better at recognizing your feelings and observing the bodily sensations connected to those feelings is most important. And realize that our feelings come and go throughout the day. So during this process, offer yourself self-compassion as you go through these difficult emotions. So what I'd like to do right now is I want to walk you through a mindfulness practice, okay? So I want you to find yourself in a comfortable position, sitting. Make sure that you're sitting back in your chair. Your high knee is full on the seat of the chair and that you're sitting back and upright in your chair. So I want you to sit here and I want you to close your eyes and I want you to start to listen to what your body's trying to communicate with you. And I want you to become curious, okay? So let's take a nice big deep breath to the count of four. And exhale slowly to the count of seven. And take another deep breath. And exhale. And let's take one more. Inhale. And exhale slowly through your mouth. I'm going to ask you some questions. Like, what does your body feel like right now? Do you notice any pressure or tingling? How about tension? Are you aware of any heavy, hot, contracted, cold, or warm areas in your body? What's the texture or the weight and the shape of the sensations that you notice in your body? Let's start at the top of the head, right? Is your head heavy? Is your neck tight? Are your shoulders up to your ears? Sitting back in your chair, are your shoulder blades equally attached to the back of the chair? Arms down by your side. Do they feel like they're equal in length? Or how about heaviness versus lightness? Now check in with that low back area and your hips. Are both cheeks equally connected to the seat of the chair? Or is one cheek a little heavier than the other? And then check the back of your legs, behind your knees. Are your calves touching the front of the seat of your chair? Now check in with your ankles and your feet. Are your toes pointed forward or are they pointed out? Are your feet equally white and relaxed or is one really tight and tense? Now what emotions are connected to all of these sensations? Have you identified any of those? Can you breathe? Not only just in your head, but can you breathe into your body? Can you breathe into those spaces? Take another deep breath. Can you fill those spaces and exhale? Have you noticed what your body is trying to tell you? Is it saying I'm thirsty? Is it saying I'm uncomfortable? Is what saying I'm hungry? So what do you think your body parts need? That's the first step, is really checking in and connecting with yourself so that you're aware of everything you personally have got going on, right? It's about connecting to yourself. The second step is self-expression. And in this self-expression stage, you're going to be able to respond to everything that you've just become aware of, your self-awareness. That's huge. If you've listened to any of the podcasts before this one, you'll be familiar with the fact that I continually encourage you to do a self-inventory. This is just one aspect of your self-inventory, that mindfulness practice. And doing it on a daily basis is so powerful and so healing for yourself. It helps you to show up better in day-to-day life. Now, the goal of the self-expression piece is to move the energy of emotion through and out your body, right? To let it go. So it's got to be authentic, and you really got to embody it. So I want you to remember that true healing occurs when the body and the mind are integrated. So express the emotion on the bodily level first and foremost. Do that self-awareness. Get a handle on where you're at physically and ask yourself some of those questions. So, where am I? What am I feeling? What do I need to do? And when we come back from this break, we'll answer those questions and we'll move on and talk about how to express yourself so that your body can let those emotions go. I'm Sabrina Wright. And this is the Live Your Good Life show, and we'll be right back.
With me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows.
Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Sabrina Wright, and you're listening to Live the Good Life Show. And before the break, we were talking about self-expression and how important it is. Now, for myself as an individual, I have been a lifelong journaler, lifelong. And so this self-expression section is going to be about journaling. And if you're new to journaling, then I want to just encourage you so much to embrace this new component of your self-care. So remember, I want to start with reminding you that true healing occurs when the body and the mind are integrated and that our emotions are expressed in a really healthy and productive way. Once your emotions have been identified and you also connect with them, now it's time to journal or write. And writing can be very therapeutic in and of itself, and it is an opportunity for self-discovery and an even greater tool to reconnecting to your true self and processing your deepest feelings and emotions. So when we write, we give our internal world, everything that's going on in here and everything that's going on in our body, a voice. We process and make sense of what's happening with us and around us. And we gain perspective by writing out our fears, writing about our hurts. Putting all of that on paper gives us an opportunity to let go of the grip that those emotions have on us and gives us distance, if you will, to take a look at them with a different perspective. Writing it all down, putting it on paper, and letting it go truly is the outcome you're looking for. So that release can be truly healing. If you are new to journaling, I would recommend the Happiness Journal. And this Happiness Journal I received as a gift at Christmas, and it's available through Jen Simpson Design, and it is broken down into daily entries where really you look at three things. What are you grateful for from the day? And what are three good things that happened to you in that day? This is something that you do at the end of the evening. I make it part of my nightly routine. And taking a look at that journal allows you the opportunity to leave the day on a positive note, to take a look at the day as a whole
and looking at the good that has come out of the day instead of obsessing or instead of holding on to hurts or troubling emotions or difficult situations that you're challenged with. Jen's gratitude journal or the happiness journal is a beautiful way to start journaling. It's made with beautiful paper. It's spiral bound so it can lay open, or you can fold the sheets, fold it into just the 8.5 by 11. It not only has places for your daily entries, but it has a blank page where it gives you the opportunity to maybe expand upon a day or a thought, or to doodle, or to create a little art piece that's associated with your day or your emotion. And it also has, on a weekly basis, the opportunity for you to reflect on the week. What lessons did you learn? And what highlights were there in the week? I cannot recommend this more to be used. And it's a great place to start if journaling is a new concept and activity for you. Practicing journaling every day helps you become better at expressing and processing your feelings. So when you're journaling, don't censor yourself, and please do not judge yourself on what you're feeling at all. That's not what this is about. And really, there should be no judgment for what you're feeling. Not at all. You want to let all of your emotions out completely and unfiltered. If you're feeling like it's a four-letter word kind of experience, then get creative with a little asterisk and all those kind of things. For yourself, it might be that you just need to write it all out, just big, bold letters, and just get it out and take the time to do that. Over time, your journal will become probably one of the safest places and safest spaces for you to free yourself, to get unstuck, and to move forward. So as you're starting to journal, here's a really cool place to start. Similar to the mindfulness practice, identify what is happening in your life right now that you wish you could change. And then identify what is the biggest source of your frustration. It could be attached to whatever you want to change, but it could be that you have a frustration that is what you think is probably separate and apart from what you would like to change. And as you write, you take a look at these two questions. You notice there are sensations going on inside your body. So take that opportunity to tune into those parts and notice, identify new parts that are known. That's not uncommon. How about, do you have pain in your body, or you feel like there are frozen spots in your body? That is common. What are these areas trying to tell you? Are they trying to tell you what needs to be healed? Are they telling you what needs attention? Or are they telling you that there are things that need to be changed? That's what's really powerful about this second step. Now we get up to part three. And part three is about the self-care piece. This is where the reset happens, where the reset takes place. Because if we're habitually neglecting our bodies and ignoring our emotions, we have to rededicate ourselves to body-mind self-care, body-mind self-connection. And we have to indulge in healing habits that will bring in feelings of well-being, feelings of vitality, and start making those changes to heal our bodies and move them to a place of health. The goal is to realign back with your authentic self and to reset back to a relaxed and open state, to come back into balance. That's where the wellness is when you're in balance. When you're realigned back to who you authentically are, who you were authentically created to be, who you and how you operate, there's balance there. And this type of self-care, goodness, many times is a matter of slowing down and being alone. So here are some suggestions on self-care. Get out into nature, and it could be just take a walk. 30 minutes. Breathe deep, exhale slowly, take a look around, enjoy your surroundings. Some people really are nourished when they create art, painting, music, decoupage, sculpting. And then how about listening to music while you cook, right? That's self-care. You could meditate to cleanse your mind and relax your body. You could take a nap, like on a Sunday afternoon. That's luxurious, right? That's self-care. Or you can read. Catch up on your reading materials. Pick up a really good book that's going to be relaxing. We're getting into spring and into summer, so get those fun, just mindless books and just get lost in it. So take good care of yourself, because you want to awaken within you the joys of life and the simple pleasures that will nourish your body, your mind, and your spirit. Healing is a taxing process, so please remember to give yourself all the care and compassion you would give a friend doing this similar hard work. Now is the time to offer yourself understanding, love, and care. Again, this is hard work, and you're doing the best that you can with what you've got. Trapped emotions get in our way, and they sabotage all of our efforts to create the life that we want while making us miserable all along the way. So freeing this emotional energy stuck within our bodies can shift our lives in a most positive way. It's healing and liberating, and you're worth it. My name is Sabrina Wright. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show. We've got one more break, okay? So when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about a journey to freedom that is available to you, all right, after the break.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Came back, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the Air Machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and you're listening to Live the Good Life Show. So today we've been talking about how to get rid of suppressed emotions that are trapped within your body. And we've talked about the three-step process of a mindfulness practice for you to become self-aware. We've talked about self-expression and journaling and the importance of that. And we even finished off that three-step process with the importance of self-care and how self-care is a reset for you. I cannot express enough how important and how much hard work healing is. But it's really vital, really vital. And suppressed or unexpressed emotions get stored in our bodies, in our tissues, in our organs, in every aspect of our life. And when that happens, we experience discomfort, dysfunction, and ultimately disease. I work with individuals and I work with groups, and we work together to develop a customized plan for you as an individual. We work on identifying the pain, and then we work on changes to help improve the lifestyle and release the pain. Excuse me. Healing is a taxing process. It's hard work. So I want to encourage you to give yourself all the care and compassion that you would give a friend doing this similar hard work. Offer yourself that understanding, love, and care, because you're doing the best that you can with what you've got, right? Again, emotions get trapped in our way. They ultimately sabotage our lives, and we don't need that. We've got so many more challenges that we're dealing with that we need to be our healthiest and our best, that we can be. We have a caller. Please, Benny.
Yeah.
Connect our caller.
I will be more than happy to. We'll take Lisa. Thanks. She's calling in from Southern California. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling in. What can we answer for you?
Absolutely. Well, I love your podcast, and I'm wondering, my question is, do you also work with people virtually? So people that, I know ideally it would be great to work with people in person, but are you also doing, I know obviously the phone call can be made virtually, but do you do the program that you're talking about Do you offer that virtually as well?
Absolutely. In this modern day and age, life has gone to being a Zoom kind of connection. Before it used to be Skype, but now it's Zoom. But yes, individually, we can work one-on-one virtually as well as in a group. And for the group that's starting on April 19th, you will have that opportunity to either do it in person, we'll be meeting in my office, or to be participating in that group virtually. That's a really good question, Lisa. Thank you for asking that.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for offering it. I'm definitely going to visit your website.
Definitely. Check it out there, and it's the Right Balance, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. And it's underneath the services page. You'll click on that, and you'll see the two options, either do it in a group or do it one-on-one individually. And once you register for either, then you'll get the opportunity to choose virtual versus in-person.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else that I can answer for you, Lisa?
That's it for now. I don't want to keep you. I'm loving this one, so I don't want to keep you. I want you to be able to have time to finish what you wanted to share today. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You have a fantastic week, okay? Thank you, Lisa, from where was she from then?
Southern California.
Southern California.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. So as Lisa mentioned, how do you work with me? So you go to my website, and I would suggest two things. If you're unsure whether you want to work in a group or whether you want to work one-on-one, I want you to schedule yourself a complimentary discovery call, and then we'll be able to talk to each other and figure out what you're going to be most comfortable doing, working in a group or working one-on-one. So the address to find that is my website, the Right, W-R-I-G-H-T-balance.com, and schedule that discovery call. I'll get an email, and we'll set up all the particulars. The group that starts on April 19th starts at 6 o'clock in the evening Pacific time, and this is a 4.5-month group session. Excuse me, we meet once a week for 90 minutes. And in this group, we're going to address difficult problems. And they are difficult problems that many in our society are struggling with. These problems include, but aren't limited to, emotional problems. So there's fear, and there's anger, there's guilt, there's poor self-image. And then addictions we'll be dealing with as well. And these range from drugs, alcohol, food, and sex. In this group and one-on-one, we take a practical, biblical-based approach using the Bible in a really unique way to break the subconscious, self-destructive patterns that rob us of a healthy healthy self-control in our daily lives. So if you have never considered this approach, register, schedule your discovery call. I want to invite you to join me because we're going to be able to discover that there's peace and there's joy and there's confidence to be realized in a right relationship with the one who truly loves you. In this group, in this session, in this journey to your freedom, we set goals. There's a daily investment that you make that will bear fruit in the proper season. There's a no fail in this work. It's just show up, be honest and authentic. There's no judgment. There's no condemnation. There's no criticism. As you have questions, from this podcast or even going onto the website and taking a look at the services that are available. If you have questions, please reach out and schedule your complimentary discovery call on the website, The Right Balance, WRIGHTBalance.com. I'm Sabrina Wright. I've been your host today on Live the Good Life Show. And I want to thank you for tuning in today. And I want to invite you to take a look at your life. Is there anything that you want to change? Is there anything that could be bigger, could be bolder, could be more dynamic and exciting for you? Is there a place in your body where you're just not feeling right? Are you experiencing pain, discomfort, dysfunction? Are you struggling with a disease? Schedule your complimentary discovery call. Let's get to the root cause and the root of the problem, and let's work together to create and to change your current pattern of pain or your current life of pain. Let's change it to one of freedom, health, and vitality. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm Sabrina Wright, and this was Live the Good Life Show. We'll see you next month.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's theright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
How do you feel?
Just okay.
Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves.